Three bomb blasts rock city. The bombs that exploded in Bangkok yesterday were intended for foreign nationals in Thailand, National Police Chief Priyopong Damapong said. He did not give further details, but said only that the targets were not Thais. The blast injured five people, including a bomb suspect carrying an Iranian passport who blew off his own legs. Another Iranian suspect was arrested at Suvarnabhumi Airport hours after the incident, as he was about to leave for Malaysia. He is one of three suspects thought to be involved. The United States and the United Kingdom yesterday reissued their travel warning for their nationals in response to the blasts. Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak blamed the series of explosions on Iran. Mr. Barak was quoted in the Jerusalem Post as saying the bomb blasts were part of an attempted terrorist attack perpetrated by Iran. The attempted terror attack in Thailand proves once again that Iran and its proxies continue to operate in the ways of terror, and the latest attacks are an example of that, Mr. Barak said while on a state visit to Singapore. The incident came one day after near simultaneous attacks on Israeli diplomats in Georgia and India. Israel pointed the finger at Iran for the attacks, but Tehran denied responsibility. Two explosions were heard shortly after one another, around 2:20 p.m., between Soi Pridi Panom Yong 3135 off Sukhumvit 71 Road. A passport found at one of the blast sites identified the severely injured man at the scene as Saeed Moradi, 28, from Iran. The suspect reportedly threw a grenade at a taxi in Pridi Panom Yong Soi 31 after the taxi driver failed to stop to take him. He ran away from the scene to the front of Kazem Pitya School on Sukhumvit 71 Road, and allegedly hurled a box packed with explosives at a police patrol vehicle which was heading towards him. The device hit a passing pickup truck, bounced back, fell next to him, and exploded. Three bystanders, also injured in the explosions, were identified as Apichat Kamlu, 33, Gangwon Horpasat Tong, 80, and Sutatip Satchadamrong, 62. Mr. Moradi was sent to Chulalongkorn Hospital. Police later arrested another of the remaining suspects at Suvarnabhumi Airport at 6:20 p.m. The man, identified as Mohammad Hassai, 42, is holding an Iranian passport, Metropolitan Police Chief Wee Nai Tong Song said. Mr. Hassai was due to board an Air Asia flight to Malaysia. Mr. Hassai refused to give testimony to the police and asked for a translator, Police Lieutenant General Wee Nai said. Police General Priyopong yesterday said an investigation found Mr. Hassai arrived in Thailand on February 8th on the same flight as Mr. Moradi and another suspect who was on the run. The three came from Malaysia and landed in Phuket. Police searched the two-story house where the first explosion took place and found about 4 kilograms of C4 explosives planted in two radio receivers. Police Lieutenant General Wee Nai said they're the same type as the three bombs which exploded at the rented house, a taxi, and in front of the school. A bomb squad source said each bomb could cause serious damage in a 40-meter radius. The source said such bomb-making methods had never been found in Thailand before.